This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, Mercy of the Father. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, welcome to 8:30 here on iMix Radio, me sister Zainab, and obviously of affectionate father. So this is the affectionate father in general, which is really important, but wanted to also just mention just a little and sort of anecdote from the life of our martyr Rahba. This is Imam Khamenei, the Shaheed Imam Khamenei. And so this is something he talks about in his famous book, Cell Number 14. So he talks about how his father actually paid special attention to him. Now, when I say this and when he narrates it in his book, for sure that doesn't mean that, oh, his father wasn't paying enough attention to the other children. No, it just means that obviously there were particular qualities, I'm assuming, that our Mata de Rahba had. So the father, in a sense, was, I suspect, drawing out, paying attention because of some of these qualities. So he had decided, for example, that so whenever the father sometimes had to travel to Tehran for medical appointments, and he would usually take his younger son, our martyred Rahba. And so this is something that, again, maybe we need to focus on. So I talk a lot about the importance of the family background in the lives of our martyrs, because obviously it explains how we can then say, well, you know, the martyrs are those who lived like martyrs. And obviously, how come they were living like martyrs? Well, they were living like martyrs because they were raised like that. They were raised to live like martyrs, to behave like martyrs from when they were born, prior to their birth almost, because for sure their parents, their mothers especially, were making dua for them before they were even born. And obviously this is very important. Welcome back to 8:30 on I'm Being Trade with me, sister Zainab. And obviously I'm talking and stressing again how important the family background for our martyrs is. But, you know, we can't just talk about the martyrs. We actually need to sort of now think about, okay, these are the martyrs. But look, the martyrs live, the people amongst us who maybe, inshallah, are also living like martyrs, and maybe, inshallah, they will become martyrs one day. You know, obviously, we know with our martyr, Rahba, he was, in a sense, desiring martyrdom all his life. And obviously, he achieved martyrdom only 2 months ago, because obviously, Allah had obviously decided he had so many things he had to do to prepare for the Islamic Republic of Iran and the people for the Muslim Ummah, for Islam. So we need to look at ourselves and think about, okay, so having the desire for martyrdom. So this is not, but so again, people say this, the desire for martyrdom, this is not because, oh, I want to be a martyr. The fundamental aim when we desire martyrdom is that we, through this, we seek proximity to Allah, because of course this becoming a martyr sort of immediately takes us through into paradise. So we gain that proximity to Allah. So this is the actual goal. And that means if we have that goal, if we're always seeking proximity to Allah, that informs the rest of our decisions and behaviors in our life. So I suspect that if we're really serious about this, if we think, contemplate on this a little bit, to have proximity to Allah and to really think about, okay, so what does that mean in my life? How do I need to behave? What, do I need to change anything in my life? Are there sins I'm still doing? Do I need to stop particular sins? Am I still sinning? Do I need to give more in charity? Do I need to be kinder towards my family? Towards this of the needy? Do I need to even change my job, have a better job that is more that gives me is a bit more, leads to a more purified lifestyle. All these things, and these in themselves, even if we don't gain martyrdom as such, inshallah, we will gain that proximity to Allah, which is the big goal. So that was it for today, and I look forward to welcoming you to another episode of AIDS Ed here on iBingish Radio, and farewell for now. Thank you very much for listening to this episode of A to Z. And for more information, please also visit our website at www.iranradio.ir.